bastard, I said. That bastard. Everyone looked at me. We had pushed back from what, in these circumstances, counted as a huge breakfast. Ulessitar Crade looked at Cord as if to say, your sib, your problem. Who, what? Cord asked. Jessery! A few hours ago you were about to start weeping over Jessery. Now he's a bastard? Oh, this is so typical, I said.
He gets launched into space frequently? Saman asked.
No, it's hard to explain, but of all of us, he is the one they would pick. Who's they? Cord asked. Obviously, this was not a Convox operation. True, but the secular power must have gone to the hierarchs at Tredegar and said, give us four of your best, and this is what they came up with. I shook my head. We must be proud. A little bit, Cord tried. I put my hands over my face and sighed. He gets to go meet aliens. I get to ride on a junk train. Then I uncovered my face and looked at Ganel. What do you know about the Warden of Heaven? Ganel blinked. He froze for a moment. I had been avoiding religion for so long, and now I had asked him a direct question about it. His cousin exhaled sharply and looked away, as if he were about to witness a traffic accident.
They are heretics, he said mildly.
Yes, but almost everyone is to you, aren't they? I said. Can you be any more specific?
You don't understand, Ganel said. They aren't just any heretics. They are an offshoot of my faith.
He looked at Yule.
Of our faith.
Cord elbowed Yule, just in case he had missed this. Really? I asked. An offshoot of the Samblites? This was news to the rest of us.
Our faith was founded by Saint Bly, Ganel claimed. Before or after you ate his...
That, said Ganel, is an ancient lie invented to make us seem like a bunch of savages.
It's almost impossible to sauté a human liver without bruising it,
Yule put in. Are you saying that Saint Bly turned into a dialetor, like Estimard? Ganel shook his head.
It's a shame you didn't have an opportunity to talk more with Estimard. He isn't a dialetor as you would define it, or as I would. Neither was Saint Bly. And that's where we differ from the Warden of Heaven people.
They think Bly was a dialetor?
Yes. Sort of a prophet, according to them, who found a proof of the existence of God and was thrown back because of it.
That's funny, because if anyone actually did prove the existence of God, we'd just tell him, nice proof, Frau Bly, and start believing in God, I said. Ganel gave me a cool stare, letting me know he didn't believe a word of it.
Be that as it may, he said levelly. It's not the version put out by the Warden of Heaven.
My mind went back to Apert Eve and the discussion of iconographies with Grand Sewer Tamara.
This is an instance of the Brumasian iconography, I said.
What?
The Warden of Heaven is putting out the story that there is a secret conspiracy in the Mathic world.
Yes, Ganel said.
Something of great import, in this instance, the existence of God, has been discovered. Most of the avowed are pure of heart and want to spread the news, but they are cruelly oppressed by this conspiracy which will stop at nothing to preserve the secret.
Ganel was getting ready to say something cautious, but Yule spoke first.
You nailed it.
That is disheartening, I said, because of all the iconographies, the ones based on conspiracy theories are the hardest to root out.
You don't say,
Saman said, looking me in the eye. I got embarrassed and shut up for a bit. Cord broke the ice.
The cousin's ship is still being kept secret, so we don't know what the warden thinks about it. But we can guess. They'll see it as
a miracle, Yule said.
A visitation from another world, purer and better than ours, I guessed. Where the evil conspiracy doesn't exist, Cord said. Come to reveal the truth.
What about the laser light shining down on the three inviolates?
Saman asked.
How would they interpret that?
Depends on whether they know that the three inviolates are nuclear waste dumps, I said.
What? The Crades exclaimed. Even if they do know that, Cord said, they'd probably give it a more spiritual interpretation.
Ganel was still a little off balance, but he put in,
The Warden of Heaven sees the Thousanders as the good guys.
Of course, I said.
They know the truth, but they can't get the word out because they're bottled up by conniving tenors and hundreders, is that it?
Yes,
Ganel said.
So he would interpret the laser light as...
A blessing, Cord said. A benediction, I said.
An invitation?
Yule said.
Boy, are they in for a surprise,
Saman said delightedly. Probably. Maybe. We don't know. I just hope it isn't a nasty surprise for Jessery, I said.
Jessery the bastard, Cord said.
Yeah, I said, and chuckled.
Jessery the bastard.